Basic Bible Doctrine, Chapter 40, It is God that justifieth. Scripture, Romans 8, verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Justification, as it is revealed and taught in the Word of God, is the imputation of Christ's righteousness to us, not the imparting of it or the infusion of it. In the new birth, sanctification, the righteousness nature of Christ, is imparted to the regenerate soul. In justification, it is imputed. That by which we are justified by God is not our experience of grace, and certainly not our own works of righteousness, but the obedience and blood of Christ. The word justify is never used in the Bible to represent any internal change in us. It is a strictly legal forensic term. It is always used with reference to judicial matters, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Proverbs 17, verse 15, Isaiah 5, 22, Matthew 12, verse 37, Job 9, verses 2 and 3, Psalm 143. We are justified freely by the grace of God through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We, who are by nature guilty sinners, justly condemned by God's holy law, being justified by the obedience and blood of Christ, are cleared of all charges, acquitted of all accusations, absolved of all guilt, freed from all condemnation, and declared to be worthy of eternal life in Christ. This is the confidence of faith, of which the Apostle Paul speaks in the 8th chapter of Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Verses 1, 33 and 34. This doctrine of free justification by the imputed righteousness of Christ is the very essence of the gospel. Romans 3, verses 20 to 28, Galatians 2, verses 16 and 17, Titus 3, verses 5 to 7, Colossians 1, verse 12. Every other doctrine of justification is plainly declared by the Spirit of God to be a false gospel. Galatians 1, verses 6 and 7. This is the very foundation of true Christianity. Martin Luther called it the article of the church by which it stands or falls. It was the preaching of justification by grace alone which broke the shackles of papacy during the Great Reformation. It is the preaching of justification by grace alone which will deliver chosen sinners from the bondage and tyranny of Arminian free will works religion today. This is the only ground of solid joy, peace, comfort, and hope there is for sinners before the Holy Lord God. If my being just with God depends upon me, or must in some way be determined by me, then I have no hope. But blessed be God. It is not man that justifieth. It is God that justifieth. This great work of justification is the work of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God the Father. God the Father is set forth in Holy Scripture as the justifier of his elect. He is specifically called such. Romans chapter 8, verse 33. Romans 3, 25 to 26. Isaiah 45, verse 20. It is God the Father who, in Scripture, is represented as having contrived the scheme and plan of justification from eternity. He found a ransom for us. Job chapter 3, verse 24. Our Heavenly Father laid help upon one that is mighty to save. Psalm 89, verse 19. He set up his Son as our mediator, surety, representative, and substitute before the world began. Proverbs 8, verses 30 and 31. He accepted us in the Beloved as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1, verse 6. It was God the Father who, in the fullness of time, sent his Son into the world to execute his great scheme of grace. Romans 8, 1 to 4. Galatians 4, verse 4. God the Father accepts and is well pleased with the righteousness wrought by Christ as our representative. Once the Lord Jesus had wrought our righteousness for us, Once he had magnified the law and made it honourable, by both obeying all its precepts and principles, and by satisfying all its justice and condemnation, it was our Heavenly Father who approved of it and accepted it for us. Our Heavenly Father has imputed forever and irrevocably imputed the righteousness of Christ to believing sinners. Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. God the Son. Yet, and this must be understood, God the Father could never have justified us without or apart from the perfect obedience and precious blood of his dear Son as our substitute. Therefore God the Son is said to justify his people. Isaiah 53, verses 10 to 12. The question was asked way back in the book of Job. How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Job 25, verse 4. To that question there is only one answer. Christ. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Romans 10, verse 4. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, having fully obeyed and perfectly satisfied the law of God for us, is the Lord our righteousness, and we are made the righteousness of God in him. This is the very language of the Bible. Jeremiah 23 verse 6 and chapter 33 verse 16. Romans 5 verse 9 and verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. The Lord Jesus Christ has the right and power to justify, because he is God. Upon the authority of his own great name alone, he says, Thy sins be forgiven thee. Matthew 9, verse 2. John 8, verse 11. As the God-man, our mediator, he was delivered for our offences and raised again for our justification. He arose from the grave as the Son of Righteousness, with healing in his wings. As our legal, divinely appointed head and representative, our dear Saviour was made to be sin for us, and punished to the full satisfaction of divine justice for our sins. Then, when he arose from the dead, declaring justification accomplished, Romans 4:25, he was himself justified from all sin, the sins of his people imputed to him, and we were and are justified in him, Isaiah 45, verse 25, Isaiah 50, verse 8, 1 Timothy 3:16. Our Lord Jesus is portrayed as the angel before whom Joshua the high priest stood in filthy rags, being accused of Satan, the angel of the covenant who clothed his chosen with the garments of salvation, Isaiah 61 verse 10, Zechariah 3 verses 1 to 4. This is exactly what the Son of God does for all his redeemed. God the Holy Spirit. The work of our justification is also ascribed to God the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. It is the Holy Spirit who convinces chosen, redeemed sinners of their sin, of righteousness established and brought in by Christ, and of justice satisfied by the sacrifice of God's own Son at Calvary. John 16, verses 8 to 11. It is God the Holy Spirit who works faith in us, and causes us to look to Christ alone for justification. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13, Colossians 2, verses 12 and 13. It is the blessed Spirit of God who speaks peace to the believing sinner's heart, sprinkles the blood of Christ upon our consciences, and gives us peace with God, even the peace of perfect, full, complete, everlasting justification. Hebrews 9, 14 and chapter 10, verse 22. Every justified sinner can and should make those same four bold challenges of faith which the Apostle Paul raised in Romans the 8th chapter, with joy, confidence and thanksgiving. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Blessed, forever blessed of God, is that sinner who can do so.